Bonneville, M.D. of Bonneville County. Dana Swigart's notice of motion to create a policy for addressing public requests to name municipal roads was approved by council after some discussion. Swigart explained that he had been asked by residents about potentially naming roads and agreed to bring it forward to council. Swigart said there would be no change in the way the MD names roads numerically, and addresses and signage would remain the same, but there could be sections of a road named after, perhaps, a historical event or impactful community member. I'm not suggesting that we change the way we name our roads. We've got township roads and range roads. We've got a good addressing system and it works well for 911. Presently in the MD, there are some roads that are named. People kind of know where they are, but also they have a local address. Dupree Road is Range Road 622, said Swigart. Count. Josh Crick asked Swigart if the township road signs, such as the ones at intersections, would remain the same. Nothing changes there. You don't want to confuse the name of the road with a legal description because you don't want to have that kind of confusion. If you're thinking about first responders, I've been on a fire department for 40 years. It's often a benefit when the local guys know the name of the road. Even though it's 434, it's still Tower Road. It actually helps because people don't remember what roads are, but they'll know a name, said Swigart. In regards to a potential influx of name requests, Reeve Barry Kalinske mentioned that it would have to be a fair policy that applied to everyone. Swigart said other municipalities have policies for the naming of roads, and it would be his suggestion to administration to look at how other municipalities are structuring their policies. Count. Don Slipchik was hesitant about the idea, and asked if the MD would have to cover the cost of new signage. It doesn't have to cost us anything, replied Swigart. If somebody wants to go to the trouble of requesting it to council, I recommend that they get enough of the people along that section of road also interested, and maybe they pay for the sign. It's a simple road sign, so it may not cost the MD anything. Swigart made a motion to direct administration to draft a policy and bring it back to a future council meeting. The motion was carried unanimously.